All right, let's talk about the banking collapse. What in the world is going on with the banks right now? And we, I think, are about to have a repeat of the 2008 financial collapse in a couple of different ways. But it's going to look a lot different, though, this time. Because this morning, we'll get into some of the details of how it's going to look different. But it is starting to shape up this way, and it's very, very troubling. Fresh signs, though, that the banking collapse is sweeping across the globe, about to hit Europe as well. Of course, this morning, all of the concern in Europe. That's why the stock market today was down 500 points this morning, but it was up 300 points yesterday. We'll get into why that is, but Credit Suisse, of course, a European bank, big concerns that it could sweep across Europe. So I got a question for you, though. Why does the stock market go up 300 points yesterday when the U.S. banks are collapsing? All around it goes up, and then when it goes down 500 points when there's fears of the European banking sector collapsing. Can you, anybody answer that in the chat? Be curious. We'll kind of maybe come back to you guys, put in your thoughts here. What do you think? What do you think?
Because the stock market is a perversion.
Yes, it is perverted. The stock market is a perversion. It is perverted. It's artificial. And it's artificially propped up by fake U.S. dollars, right? And so Europe, though, different scenario. And so as the United States is trying to prop up the U.S. economy right now, trying to prop up all of these U.S. banks, Europe is basically saying, and Saudi Arabian investors inside of Credit Suisse, we're like, no, they don't need help. they're gonna crash on their own. So like what the United States is doing is like bailing out these people who made risky investments and made stupid moves, and Europe right now is like, eh, let them wallow in their own filth, perhaps. We'll see how it shapes out.
Yeah.
But so that's maybe perhaps part of it. We can get into more of this. So we'll try to make our way through this mess. Yesterday, Moody's, though, the ratings agency, downgraded the entire banking system. Watch this announcement.
Moody's cuts outlook on U.S. banking system to negative, not on individual banks, on the system. Citing, and this is a quote, rapidly deteriorating operating environment. Rapidly deteriorating operating environment. That is an understatement, but undoubtedly true.
Yeah, and so on Friday, of course, when this was hitting Silicon Valley Bank, economists who know this very well were saying this is not just going to be isolated. They're all interconnected, and this is going to spread rapidly. Mm-hmm. And then it did to Signature Bank. And it's spreading to other banks. Mm-hmm. And now it's spreading to European banks. Here's how CNN covered. I love the way that they just kind of downplayed this. So like, it's kind of a big deal, but this is CNN. Watch.
How should we be interpreting Moody's decision now to downgrade the entire banking sector?
Well, it's certainly a sign of continued concern about these banks. Moody's says that they expect that banks are going to continue to remain under pressure for as long as the Federal Reserve hikes interest rates. They're warning they could downgrade six U.S. banks, including First Republic Bank, Western Alliance, and Comerica.
Hmm. So those are the other banks now on that list.
But given that we're corporate backed, we're not going to ask you to panic about it.
Yeah, don't panic. CNBC not panicking. Like, it's amazing to watch CNBC who, no, I mean, I can't believe these guys are still on the air. Like, literally a few weeks ago, Jim Cramer was telling his audience, yeah, there's nothing wrong with Silicon Valley Bank. Go invest in them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's a big, like, kind of mocking Reddit thing where like anything Jim Cramer says, you short it. You short what he tells you to buy.
Yeah, you would have been rich.
And yet Wall Street skyrocketed yesterday. 300 points. The Dow Jones up 300 points. The system is rigged for the wealthy. The few who run the show, I mean, look no further than the small regional banks that we covered here yesterday on the show, which are folding up and seeing massive withdrawals. So all these little banks in these little towns drying up, collapsing, and the big banks, where's the money flowing? It's flowing right to the big banks. We knew this was going to happen, and we covered this yesterday, and now we know. Over the past 48 hours, Bank of America, get this, saw record deposits. Record deposits.
From where?
Small banks. People taking their money out of the small banks and putting them into the really big banks, the hegemonic banks, the ones that are totally propped up and in partnership with the Biden administration, the federal government. Look at this.
Basically,
15 billion new deposits, new accounts set up. Bank of America has raked in 15 billion new deposits after the SVB collapse. Go ahead, David.
Well, and they put out these graphics that show all of the negative percentages of all these small banks, and then you see the ones that are still in the green, the Bank of America, the big banks, and you're like, oh, I guess I better put my money there because they're in the green. So that, yeah. It's by design that they do that.
It doesn't change the amount that your account is insured for. The FDIC insurance is still $250,000. So it does not necessarily make you safer. It just makes you feel like you're in a more crowded place.
Well, you know what's funny about the FDIC thing you bring up is that it's now $250,000 that you're protected, right? Quote unquote protected. But now it's infinite. Because what the Biden administration just did was basically say $250,000 that's not a real number anymore.
Now
they're bailing out all of these people that had much bigger deposits.
Yeah.
So it is no longer $250,000.
In fact, by some reports, the Meghan Markles of the world had their accounts there.
Yeah, Gavin Newsom had his account with Silicon Valley Bank.
I think she probably had more than $250,000.
And so did Gavin Newsom, and so did these other people.
Yeah.
So Gavin Newsom was out there championing this bailout because he didn't disclose to his audiences and his voters that he actually is a big customer of Silicon Valley Bank. So yeah, these guys, $250,000 is no longer the threshold. And by the way, that was increased after the 2008 collapse. It was $100,000.
Oh.
So now it's up to $250,000, but now it's infinite. So these are artificial fake numbers. Of course, and you know, people are laid off. Facebook laying off 10,000 people. All of these tech companies laying
off. Tyson Chicken today laying off 1,500, I think, was the number.
You can't keep track of all of them. Let us know in the chat, like, if you know of other companies that are laying people off right now. So what's happening again, it's like lockdown 2.0, 2008 in a different light. We're seeing the same thing. A collapse of the banking system that is now being propped up by the Biden administration, not letting it to collapse. What they should have done in the United States is allow Silicon Valley Bank to collapse. Like, I'm sorry. You make risky investments. You bet big on these things, and they should be allowed to have their natural course of things and die off, right? And then you don't prop them up.
But
I was going to say, at the core, they're already propped up anyway because the whole system is a sham because it's not even real money. And they have all these rules. They can do fractional banking, and for every dollar, they can loan out 10. It's like that whole system from the core is flawed. And how can you not do what they're doing in that environment?
Right. I mean, the big criticism of 2008 was that they never allowed it to actually collapse.
Yes.
Right? It never allowed it to get it out of its system. Like, if you have a sickness or an illness, it's like taking Imodium instead of actually going to the bathroom, right?
It
blocks you up. You shouldn't use that crap. Right? You should actually just get it out of your system. And in 2008, we never got it out of our system. We blocked it up.
Yeah.
The Fed added trillions to its balance sheet. And now we've added another $7 trillion to our balance sheet to block and take care of all of these deposits. We're never going to get it out of our system until we see the ultimate depression and collapse.
Yeah, I saw a financial expert the other day saying that if you have anything more than $250,000 in any given bank, you know, it's ignorant at this point, because how long can the United States guarantee that?
You can't. And that's why we're so big advocates on gold and silver and precious metals and real estate.
Or any performing asset.
Yeah, because you do not want it tied to this banking system. So we are likely, you know, stocks are going higher because interest rate hikes are not supposed to happen anymore. This is why stocks in the United States were up yesterday. Oh, the banking system is collapsing. But now the Fed, which was going to raise interest rates, is no longer probably going to raise interest rates like they were planning on in March. So now the stock market is like, oh, this is exciting. Layoffs, great, because that's better, right? Layoffs are great for the stock market. No interest rate hikes, great for the stock market. So these things are completely out of whack.
No, but CNBC is telling you this morning, hey, this might mean you can get back into the housing market because we don't see interest rates going back up. So this could be good for you.
Well, and housing's going up today. We're seeing housing going up, right? The demand is there. So this is why I'm saying it's not like 2008 in that way. And this is how it's different.
Yeah.
You're seeing like these different machinations of how this is coming together. In 2008, the housing market collapsed, fake mortgages, all of this. This time, the housing demand is off the charts. So housing is going up. Interest rates are going down, right? Now that they can't increase interest rates, the banking system is totally propped up with fake money. So, I don't know how you continue to do this. People are being laid off. The value of your dollar is going down. So your rent is going up. You can't pay for gas with the same amount of money that you had. We saw the meme today about the $3 hash brown. Did you guys see this? people are online like freaking out that like in California, I guess it costs $3 to get a McDonald's hash brown.
California's insane. I was just there visiting my dad not too long ago, and I paid $25 for a Chipotle bowl. I mean, I did like...
I was like, oh, and when she texted me that, I'm like, did you buy it for four people?
No, it was one bowl. I mean, I did want the steak, and I did get the guacamole and the queso. Like, I wanted all of it, but I never expected it for one Chipotle bowl.
That's crazy.
$25.
Well, and you know what? The whole thing that gets me is that they keep propping it up with fake money. So it's all an illusion. But that illusion makes people think everything is okay. And it's like every time the reality of the situation comes to hand and everybody's like, oh my gosh, we're freaking out, things are going wrong, they fake inflate it and be like, okay, everything's fine. The stock market is up. Yeah. Everything's fine. But it's actually worse.
It would be responsible of CNN to say, yeah, that seems bad. It kind of indicates that our banking system is hanging by a thread. Maybe we should all do a little better at financial education. But instead, they're just like, well, that's how it is. Next story.
Yeah, just add another zero.
Right.
So Credit Suisse, take a look at this chart. So Credit Suisse plunging as this bank storm is spreading to Europe. That's the wrong chart. Keep that one up for a second, if you would, Philip. So this is the rate change expectation. So the reason that we're seeing this, okay, the expectation that the Fed is going to increase rates again, now after this banking collapse, the expectation that they're going to increase interest rates has plummeted, right? So now, no concern about that. So this is why the stock market is up. The Fed had planned to increase these interest rates, but now they're not because, well, they need to bail out all these other people right now. So we're not going to do that. That's not on our plans. So this morning, we're now seeing the effects spilling over to Europe. So I just want to talk about the Europe piece of this for a second here, because here's the thing. The U.S. would love nothing more than for the European Union to be weakened, right? Even further than it already is. We blow up your pipeline so that you have an energy crisis, and we're trying to devalue the euro so that the US dollar continues to rise. This is what we do. We want to devalue the euro through anything, economic warfare, basically, is what we're doing. And the US would love nothing more. And they're on the record about saying this, by the way. It's all written down. We even ran through the entire RAND report on exactly how we would actually weaken the euro. This is one of our biggest problems right now, is a strong euro against a weakening U.S. dollar.
Has been for a long time.
So they can't have a strong euro. They don't want a strong euro. And that hurts the U.S. dollar would be hurt in that situation. And it's already under siege from Russia and China. So here's Credit Suisse today. This is the Wall Street Journal just a few minutes ago. Credit Suisse plunges as bank storm spreads to Europe. Look at that chart and see... they're on the bottom, Credit Suisse plummeting, yes. Right? And BNP Paribas, Societad General, UBS, Deutsche Bank, all of them going down. And
isn't Deutsche Bank one of the ones where a lot of these elites hold their money? That's like a very elitist bank, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it came under scrutiny around President Trump and his business mm-hmm. deals. Yes,
it does. And it's also worth pointing out here that Saudi Arabia is Credit Suisse's largest shareholder. Did you know that? So this would be unbelievable 1-2 punch for the United States. Punch them in the stomach and in the balls. The United States can weaken both Europe and Saudi Arabia simultaneously, right, with this move.
That's what you get for going to China.
Right. Oh, yeah. Saudi
That's
Arabia.
What you get for...
You want to cozy up a Xi Jinping? Yeah, we're going to punch you right in the nuts with this. So we've just weakened their hand tremendously in this situation. Credit Suisse under pressure, the stock market. And, you know, by the way, Saudi Arabia is like, well, we're not going to funnel any money, more money into the bank to prop it up. So we don't we're not going to do that. So we'll see what happens to Credit Suisse and the collapse in Europe. The stock market should have collapsed, but in the United States, but it didn't on this news.
You know what the difference, though, with some of those countries, especially like Saudi Arabia? They actually hold gold. They hold a lot of gold. Mm. Our gold reserves, nobody knows where they are. We don't even know if we still have any gold.
You're right.
And China does too, yeah.
Which president was it that ran on that their major platform was that they wanted to count the gold in Fort Knox?
Truman.
Truman got into office, in January, completed the audit by April and said, we did it. We think there's this much. They released a press release and that was it. According to the press release, most of the auditors never even touched the gold. They touched about 10% of it and made an estimate. And the people who had done those audits were not even experts in that. And they considered it a done deal with just one press release, even though that was his major campaign promise, was to actually get in and see it all. And there was some power that did not want that to happen. And sort of the mainstream press dropped it because Truman dropped it.
Yeah.
Like, well, and recently we had the whole thing with Germany, or one of those countries wanting their gold that we're supposed to have in reserve. And it's like, well, we don't have it. So, and then that story just disappeared. Like, and we talked about it, and then it was.
Yeah.
Americans were outlawed from owning gold. And a lot of Europeans got wealthy by buying it up in the United States because of that.
But that's going to be the advantage for those other countries because they still hold gold. They still have, I mean, they have gold currency.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, and you know, the closest gold-backed big currency in the world is the Russian ruble. Not technically tied to the gold standard, it is as close as any other currency is in the world is the Russian ruble to a gold standard. Not technically, but very, very close. So, anyway, put the pin in that. We're going to continue to watch what's happening with Credit Suisse. We'll continue to watch what's happening with the stock market. You know, this morning down 500 points and in these weird mood swings. But I think the reason they're largely down by 500 points is seeing what's happening in Europe. But 500 points is nothing these days. Back in the day, 500 points was like, oh my God, that's like Black Monday or whatever on the stock market, right? 1987 or was it Black Monday? Black Friday.
Yeah.
Black Monday, right? Like disaster. Oh my God. Now it's like, that's one afternoon. Who cares? 300 points, 700 points. Who cares?
Yeah.
Anyway, it's all artificial. Thank you so much for watching this segment here at Redacted. We are live every day at 4 p.m. Eastern time, trying to share the stories that the mainstream media will not cover. You should also come over and join our community of Redacted Rebels over at redacted.inc. That's our private locals community where we can share exclusive content that we simply cannot share here on YouTube. Come over and join the rebellion together right now by going to redacted.inc. We'll see you next time.